the national broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
We praise God. We praise God to say God is greater. God is greater. We praise God with the expression, God is greater. Peace be unto you. The greetings of our religion in the Muslim world is Assalamu Alaikum. I just saluted my captain. We always begin with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We thank him for our presence here. We thank him for another convention in the city of Chicago at this pavilion. And we thank him for keeping our hearts and our minds in the right place. We thank him for giving us the courage to be different. Years ago, when it was very unpopular to be a Muslim in the city of Chicago. We thank him for making it possible for us to continue our life from a child's circumstances, from a child, little baby's circumstances, till today when we have circumstances in these United States and in this Chicago favoring that little baby, surviving and growing up to be a fine man with dignity and honor as a producer contributing to the society and also to the Muslim life. This is what I see when I look back into the road of our strivings as a community of four people under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and in February of 1975, I began the effort to carry you further into the road to our establishment. Bringing with us that was to live, and separating myself from that was to die. And I thank the Lord, creator of the skies and the earth and everything, and people, his special creation. I thank him for the good brothers and sisters who will never turn around and go back to the dark days. You know, I see shea butter as a basket put on the river. We're going to float it right down to Pharaoh's kingdom. And it's going to be picked up by the lady of the house. We have a lot to be happy about. We have a lot feel good about. In fact, there's much more, in spite of the bad times that we're living, economically, politically. The political climate is not too good. in the world, I'm speaking of, not just in the United States. The political climate in the world is not good. Bad. Economic climate here is not what most Americans can feel good about. We want it to get better. The moral climate here in America is terrible. Terrible. Very, very ugly. When we see our public behaving as though they never had any moral life in them ever. It's terrible. But we find that there's always a number of the people that are not taken down by the bad things that a bad time brings. There's a number always that won't give up their moral life, no matter how popular it is to give up your moral life. There are always those who are industrious by nature. They love work, and their souls call for work, and they will never be idle. They will never accept unemployment. They'll work for themselves if their factory shut down that they were working for. They will never be out of work. So God has made man special. God has made the human being very special. He cannot be destroyed by what man does, even though man, knowingly or unknowingly, they take up the plan of the Satan, the Shaitan, the Satan, the devil himself, and give the way of the devil freedom to take over the lives of families and neighborhoods by letting his schemes be established over our life or in our lives. But there are always a few, Christians and others. I have known Christian neighborhoods, no liquor stores here, and they were so united that they were able to keep liquor stores out of their neighborhoods. They didn't want liquor stores because liquor stores bring other things that they don't want, and other people that they don't want, who care nothing about life, care nothing about civilization, care nothing about morality. And they didn't want that disease in their neighborhoods, in their Christian neighborhoods, so they organized and put enough pressure on the government, on the town office, to keep the church, to keep the community, the neighborhood for the church, save it for the church, and keep the taverns out. My heart goes to Christians like that. I'm with them, and I just hope that one day we will see the common good, the common interest for righteous people, for people fearing God and wanting their life to please their Lord Creator. I'm hoping that the day will come when we will not see people struggling to save the environment for their life that they want, and we Muslims will look at them and, oh, those are Christians. No, we will say those are our people. Those are people of our souls and people of our spirit. That's what I'm hoping for. We Muslim leaders, we talk about what we're supposed to do. We talk about we shouldn't allow liquors to be on our table. We should keep halal, word in Jewish for the Jews is kosher. We should keep our life halal, keep our homes halal, our food halal, keep all of this halal. But you see another person out there struggling to keep the neighborhood you live in, and you just two on the block. The neighborhood belongs to them. and you see them struggling to make it a decent neighborhood, and you just ignore what they're doing. You don't identify with their suffering, with their concerns. You don't identify with their work. You are not a part of it. You act as though you are from Jupiter or Mars or somewhere, and you just walk right by them and walk right away from what they are doing, as though it's forbidden for you to join the good work to make the place better for human life under God. We can't continue to do that. That won't work. The state of the world is not good at all. I believe we're living in the end of time. The end of time as prophesied. Not the end of time for the natural system created by God, not the end of time for the sun that rises that we all know, not the end of time for the night that comes and the day that comes. No, we'll still have night and day. Not the end of time for trees and plants and other things and animals that we love and the rivers and whatever that we love and the beautiful life that grows upon the earth. Not the end of time for that. The end of time according to prophecy. The end of time for man to go away from the calling of his best nature. I repeat, the calling of his best nature, which is there because God made human beings for that best nature. God didn't make us for the foolishness. He didn't make us for the nasty life that some of us love to live. He made us for the best that is in human nature. And our religion stresses the best. God says to us in the Quran, he gives us the Quran. The Quran is a history. The Quran is a teaching, a guidance, but it is also history. So we will read about how other people live when we read the Quran. Those that were good and those that were not good. We read about the destruction of the corrupt ones. We read all of this. And if we are not careful while reading, if our appetites are corrupt, we'll be reading and thinking we are reading guidance, and we'll be reading warnings against pitfalls. And we'll be thinking we'll be reading guidance. We'll be reading of a people who are proud and boastful while doing wrong things. And we will lose the full picture, and we will think that our God is saying that it's okay to be that way. I know persons who have fallen victim to that. They'll be reading something and think that's to be applied to Muslim life. Muslims are supposed to be like that, boasting. But if they would read it clearly and keep the connections, read it in the proper connections, read it with the proper connections and in the right context, they would clearly understand that this is not what God wants for us or for human beings. This is what God is condemning. And they take it and they become believers and what is not Islam, thinking that it is Islam. So God says to us in the Holy Book, speaking of addressing the contents of the book, he said, and take the best thereof. Science says that life advances because it's selective. It doesn't feed on that will corrupt it, deform it, destroy it. It looks for the better food, and in selecting the better food, it continues to grow and develop. And it looks for the best environment. You think a bird will put its nest anywhere? It looks for the best environment. Even a low animal looks for a clean place to start a family. So selective. God speaks to our nature, the better nature in us, He says, and take the best thereof. God says of the Quran, the book has been made allegorical with metaphors, with pictures, with words that say one thing and make the common person see one thing, but it is addressing something entirely different. Something different, entirely different. But using these pictures to get our attention in hopes of us learning how to translate the pictures into the language that we are supposed to read and understand, for understanding. So God says, the book has been made allegorical and basic. Listen carefully. And basic. The basic teachings are the plain language teachings that any ordinary person with the ability to read or to listen to language and understand can understand. But the book is also allegorical, difficult to understand, even by educated people, if they are not experienced or used to hearing the language of Scripture. Experienced then are used to hearing the language of Scripture. So, and God continues, He says, and those in whose hearts is a disease, they prefer the allegorical over the plain teachings. That's why we have so much un-Islamic behavior in the Muslim world. We leave the common sense, plain teachings, and take up that we think gives us the freedom to do wrong in the name of righteousness. When we look at the world, I'm a lover of nature. I travel a lot because of good situation I'm in as your leader. I travel a lot, plains, flower mountains, right? So I see mountain tops that many people have never seen from my neighborhood. I see mountain tops. And I love science, so I read about mountains too. There are mountains that are old and worn out. No place for the skiers to have their fun skiing on the icy tops, icy slopes, worn out. No vegetation growing on them, like a bald-headed old man. Nothing there to attract anybody. No water flowing down from the melting ice to form rivers, new rivers to attract animals and other life and make fertile basins, not fertile land on each side of the river like the River Nile that comes down from the mountains of Ethiopia and flow down and crept through the land, leaving a picture behind that resembles the form of a snake. No rivers. Most of the governments of the world today offer no spiritual support, no spiritual help to the soul and spirituality of their people. Don't think of the physical mountain out there somewhere in the geography of this earth, in Asia or Africa or somewhere in Europe. See this as a description of something that is in your own life, a mountain that is in your own makeup. And then look outside and see if you can find the world having something that you want, like that you want in yourself, established to serve people in the world. You know, water is a fascinating, very fascinating thing, water. Science describes it as H2O, gases that in a certain combination become liquid water. Hydrogen 2 gas, and I know because I'm a welder, I've used hydrogen and oxygen in my work. Hydrogen 2 and oxygen 1, H2O. Those two gases, the molecules of them, they come together and form what all life must have, water. And God says in the Quran, also in the Bible, in different language, maybe different words, maybe in different context too, but it's there. All life began in water. All life began in water. You know, a human being is a very special flesh. A very special flesh belonging to the flesh that God made. Because God made the sheep flesh. God made the goat flesh. And many other animals flesh. And God made many little creatures flesh. Worms flesh, huh? He made us flesh. But we are very special flesh. When you hurt, water comes down from our sky. From the mountain, water comes down. It rolls down our cheeks. And we don't have to be sad for water to come down. We can be so happy. Water come down from the eyes of the mountain and roll down our cheeks. And God says in our Holy Quran, the same as in the Bible, again, maybe in a different context. Different language, different context, but it's there. So it is God that created you. It is your creator that created the sky and the earth and the trees and everything. The one that created you, he created you to have laughter and tears. God created you to have that. So if this is mentioned in scripture, that is mentioned because this is very special and unique for human beings that require tears of sadness and tears of joy and tears of joy. Now, if no rivers are coming down from the mountain, what has happened? There are no feelings anymore. No rivers coming down. No feelings anymore. Allah says in the Quran, and there are some rocks that are shaken, and they open a split and release water water comes from them. Rock, help me! So when our leadership, our leaders and our leadership become so hardened that they can't feel the suffering of the society, can't respond to the needs of the suffering souls in the society. They have become dried up, maybe, like that bald-headed mountain I saw from the plain. Or maybe there is water, but it's just kept up in the top of the mountain. It has hardened, and nothing has heated it up. But we know people like Dr. King, many before him and after him, they had the power to speak and warm up the climate and cause the ice to melt in the government, in the top of the mountain, and roll down as rivers so we can have new life and beauty on the land. Yes, we know that. Yes, Allahu Akbar. Don't, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Are you hearing me all right out there? What about back in the, all the way back? Yes. Yes, you're hearing. I have almost as many years as years old experience talking into mics. Praise be to God. Now, why is water so important in religion? I mentioned already that God says, every living thing had its beginning in water. And we know it's important to the church. In the church rituals, the water is important. Important to Muslims in our worship. Especially on the Hajj, the yearly trip we make to the holy house, the common house of all people, called Bayt al-Ula, Bayt, the first house built for mankind in the worship of God. It's not talking about the water we drink. The water we drink is just a symbol, a picture, a sign of the water in our own human makeup, in our psyche, in the human soul and psyche, in the human feelings and concerns. That's the water, that's the real water, that's the real water, you see.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call our right, Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.